Ace Atkins has been working harder than ever, simultaneously writing two detective action series. He was chosen to write the Spencer novels after the death of Robert B. Parker, and in 2011 began the Quinn Coulson series with The Ranger. Coulson, in his debut appearance, comes back after 10 years at war in the Middle East to his hometown of Jericho in fictional Tibaha County, Mississippi, just south of Oxford. Anna Lee, his Mississippi Penelope, the love of his youth, has not waited for him. She has married the town doctor. His Uncle Hamp, the sheriff, has died, and the county is a stew of meth labs, corruption, and violence. Coulson goes to war with the bad guys and, for the most part, prevails. When this second novel opens, Quinn has been elected sheriff. He has a feisty deputy, Lily, who will be his love interest once he is smart enough to notice it. Quinn also has an ally in a high school buddy and fellow veteran of the anti-terror wars, a one-armed African-American named Boom. 6'5", 260 pounds, Boom, who lost the arm in Fallujah, suffers from PTSD, drinks too much, and loves to fight. Spencer fans will recognize Boom as a variant on Hawk. Coulson is called to the Torres place to investigate a report of child cruelty. The couple has fled. Outside the house, Quinn discovers a dozen starving, filthy, flea-infested dogs, some near death. Janet Torres, we are told, quote, had made a bundle by selling chihuahuas crossed with miniature poodles on the internet, some at $500 apiece, end quote. She called them chi-doodles. Go figure. Quinn and his people check out the house, which has a putrid smell from the, quote, trash, rotten food, and busted toys left behind. Mr. Torres's room is filled with the porn he was selling. Searching further, they find a shoebox, showing off thick rolls of cash bound with rubber bands, and then, to their horror, 13 empty cribs. The Torres family, we soon learn, had bought babies in Mexico and were selling them in Mississippi, which it turns out is not as illegal as one might think. On the hunt for the missing babies, Sheriff Coulson soon learns there is also a gun smuggling operation in his county, connected to the cartels with the weapons bound for Mexico. This operation is run by another high school buddy, Donnie Varner. Tibaha County seems to have a strong magnetic attraction that makes it hard to get away and stay away. I can't imagine why. There are no real restaurants, few stores, nothing you might call arts or culture, and the landscape itself is bleak and barren, scrub pine and gullies. A subplot that runs through The Lost Ones is the return of Quinn's addicted, troubled sister, Caddy, who had left her illegitimate mixed-race baby, Jason, with Quinn and his mom. The Coulson novels are thick with Faulkner references, perhaps too thick. We learn what terrible trauma was inflicted on Caddy as a girl, and this does increase our sympathies for her. The Lost Ones has plenty of fighting and shooting, and it has pace. It is simultaneously a page-turner and oddly depressing. Readers in cold, bleak Sweden may wonder why we find Swedish mysteries fascinating. Maybe they, in turn, find hill country Mississippi strange and exotic. Who knows?